Ms. Sakagia said her report identifies several important trends related to the plight of human rights defenders and other at-risk groups such as journalists. She was appalled at the number of journalists who have died or been killed as a result of reporting on human rights abuses.
I would like to emphasize that restrictions on the media and press freedom and impunity around violations against journalists and media workers defending human rights can foster a climate of intimidation, stigmatization, violence, and self-censorship.
The independent expert, appointed by the UN Human Rights Council, also expressed concern over the treatment of activists who work on land dispute and environmental issues.
Defending land and environmental issues in connection with extractive industries and constructive and development projects has proven to be a dangerous enterprise for human rights defenders. Violations in this regard generally occur in the context of ongoing land disputes with both state and non-state actors, including multinational corporations and private security companies as perpetrators.
Ms. Sakagia pointed out that young activists, such as those who participated in the Arab Spring movement, also face harassment. She said some governments have now passed laws prohibiting people under 21 years old from participating in public assemblies. Meanwhile, other states have sought to curtail use of the internet, social media, and instant messaging.
As these tools are extensively used by the youth and student defenders, restrictions are likely to create particular obstacles to their human rights work. Youth and students often work outside established structures and organizations to defend and promote human rights. Extensive registration processes for non-government organizations add to the isolation of youth organizations.
To create a climate that supports human rights defenders, Ms. Sakagia recommends prompt and impartial investigations and prosecutions of the people who violate their rights. And she further suggests that governments ensure human rights defenders are not stigmatized, threatened, or attacked during peaceful demonstrations. Deanne Penn, United Nations Radio.